We're now going to read the story from the scriptures from the book of Mark. You all know it very well. When Jesus had again crossed over by boat to the other side of the lake, a large crowd gathered around him while he was by the lake. Then one of the synagogue rulers, named Jairus, came there. Seeing Jesus, he fell at his feet and pleaded earnestly with him, "My little daughter is dying. Please come and put your hands on her so that she will be healed and live." So Jesus went with him. A large crowd followed and pressed around him. And a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had. Yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak, because she thought, "If I just touch his clothes, I will be healed." Immediately, her bleeding stopped, and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. At once, Jesus realized that power had gone out of him. He turned around in the crowd and asked, "Who touched my clothes? You see the people crowding against you," his disciples answered, "and yet you can ask, 'Who touched me?'" But Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it. Then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet, and trembling with fear, told him the whole truth. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering." While Jesus was still speaking, some men came from the house of Jairus, the synagogue ruler. "Your daughter is dead," they said. "Why bother the teacher anymore?" Ignoring what they said, Jesus told the synagogue ruler, "Don't be afraid, just believe." He did not let anyone follow him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. When they came to the home of the synagogue ruler, Jesus saw a commotion with people crying and wailing loudly. He went in and said to them, "Why all this commotion and wailing? The child is not dead, but asleep." But they laughed at him. After he put them all out, he took the child's father and mother and the disciples who were with him, and went in where the child was. He took her by the hand and said to her, "Talitha kum," which means, "Little girl, I say to you, get up." Immediately, the girl stood up and walked around. She was 12 years old. At this, they were completely astonished. He gave strict orders not to let anyone know about this and told them to give her something to eat. Amen.
So there was a man, he was doing some rock climbing, and all of a sudden he slipped, and he was just about was able to grab onto the ledge. His friend called the mountain rescue team, and they sent a helicopter, but he shouted to them, "No, God will save me." And then they sent a mountain rescue team. And he said, "No worries, God will save me." And eventually he fell off and he died. And he said to God when he got to heaven, he said, "Well, I thought you were going to save me." And God said, "I sent a helicopter and a rescue crew, and you ignored both of them." Sometimes we've got to do something. This story is, I mean, if you're not moved by this story, you must have a heart of stone, because I'm crying through the whole of the thing. It's an absolutely amazing story. What a woman. What a man, Jairus. This story is in the context of Mark 4 and 5. And Mark 4 and 5 are about Jesus' authority over various powers in the world. So in Mark 4, at the end of Mark 4, Jesus commands the storm to stop. And the disciples are amazed that even the wind and the waves obey him. And then in Mark 5, 1 to 20, he shows his power over demonic powers by casting out legion. For we are many, said legion. And everybody was terrified at that, because, and they asked him to leave, basically. And so he crosses over the lake again. And this passage today demonstrates Jesus' authority over sickness and death. So Jesus has authority over nature, over demon powers, over death by raising Jairus' daughter, and over sickness. So Jesus is on the road in this story, and he gets stopped by the ruler of a synagogue, Jairus, who says, who falls at his feet. Now, you've got to notice these little things, these little details that Mark puts in, because he fell at Jesus' feet. And he says, my little daughter is dying. My little daughter. It's a very specific term. It's a very affectionate term. He clearly adored his little daughter of 12 years old. She's dying. So he's begging Jesus to come to heal her. And this is where he has faith on behalf of his little daughter. But he knew Jesus had authority to cure her. And then this woman, who we've just seen in the story here, does the same thing. She falls at Jesus' feet as well. She falls at his feet, and she knows that if possible, Jesus could heal her. And Mark is actually comparing these two stories. So Jesus actually healed the woman, but she had to act. She had to have the faith to touch his cloak. If only I could touch his cloak, she says. Now, in this scientific world, modernistic world, where the belief is that through scientific method, the only way to discover truth, miracles seem to be ridiculous. C.S. Lewis, the great theologian and apologist, actually challenges this. Because he says that this world is not closed. Now, you're going to have to focus on this. This world is not closed. God can intervene in this world. And that's what miracles are. An intervention by God in this world. So if we believe that it's closed and there's no way that anybody can intervene, then of course miracles are ridiculous. But they're not. So God is intervening by healing this woman, by raising Jairus' daughter. And now we can't just put down every coincidence down to a miracle. That would be lazy thinking. But a dead girl who starts walking around and needs a bit of a snack, as Jesus tells her, you know, give her some food. That's really incredible. And either you reject it or you accept it. So we don't try and prove miracles. We try and disprove them. The problem is that with Jesus Christ, the miracle of his becoming human and his rising from the dead has not been disproved in over 2,000 years. And the fact is that we are here today shows that the empty tomb is true. So in the resurrection, you know, people don't rise from the dead. They just don't. I mean, once they're dead, and that's it. Especially when they're shoved into a cold, damp tomb for 3 days. But Jesus did come back from the dead. And the evidence is actually overwhelming. So what are we going to do about it? What do we do about it? What does it mean to us? Well, it means, first of all, that we've got to have the faith of Jairus and the woman in Mark 5. We've got to believe. And belief is not just a mental, I can't remember the word, ascension? It's just not an assent to, yeah, I believe that. It's a commitment to him, which is far more important. It's not just, yeah, I believe that, like I believe the sun will rise tomorrow morning. The disciples believed in the resurrection of Jesus so much that they got martyred. They were killed for that belief. I think it was Charles Colson. Does anyone remember Charles Colson in the Watergate thing? He said 12 men could not keep a secret for 3 days. They couldn't. They all gave up eventually. But for 2,000 years, people have believed and died because they believe in Jesus' resurrection. So having faith, having an absolute commitment to Jesus Christ and his authority over the powers, all powers, whether they be spiritual or political, is essential for us. Absolutely essential for us. Because if we don't have that, we're lost. And if Jesus did not rise from the dead, as Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15, we are the saddest bunch of idiots in the world. But he did. He rose from the dead. He is alive. And we can know him. Now, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior and your Lord, I would really urge you to think very seriously about this. Because if you want the life that this woman was given, if you want the life that Jairus' daughter was given, we need to have faith in Jesus Christ. That's why we had this song, Jesus Be the Center of It All. Because that, he is the one who makes sense of life. I am firmly convinced of this. Jesus makes sense of this life. It's not a theory. It's not a philosophy. It's not an ideology. It's a personal, loving relationship with God in Jesus Christ. So this Jairus guy was probably one of the synagogue rulers who stopped this woman going to the synagogue because she was unclean. But he had faith. He had faith that Jesus could heal his little daughter, his lovely little daughter. And this woman believed that if only she could touch his cloak, she would be healed, and she was. Immediately, Mark loves that word. The Gospel of Mark has immediately hundreds of times. So immediately she was healed. An amazing story, an example to all of us of what it is to have faith.